Hello?
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey.
I can't hear you.
I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Excuse me. Would you start over? I couldn't hear you. Okay. Speak up, but I didn't hear. Who are you, folks? Who are you?
Hi, my name is Alfred, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Allow me to ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Just a second. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Black American.
Could you please repeat that for me?
Where are you from? Where did you say you're from?
We're located in Miami.
Uh-huh. And you're doing what?
Yes, I'm calling...
Wait. You're doing a survey. Wait, sir. You're doing a survey on what?
About issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay. All right. Now I know where I'm going. Okay. Now speed it up because I got an appointment in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Can you do this? Okay.
May I ask your race?
My race is Black America.
Okay. What is your age?
My age is 60 plus.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably.
Yes, I will vote because if without my vote, nobody can win. So I have to vote. And I voted already.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024.
My reason for voting is that I want my rights. I don't want people taking my rights, Republicans taking my rights from me, dictating to me what I can do with my body. No, I do not want that. And disrespectful at that. And I could go on, and then you get your president in jail, and people cannot understand. 2020, the election was fair. There is, I know he's a narcissist. That's typical, but the world have not done any research to know what a narcissist is. They say anything, it's all about them. If they don't get their way, they'll blow up the America. So if you don't win, expect the bloodbath, okay? Next. I'm sorry, but...
Just allow me to tell you this. In this specific question, this is you need to rate on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. So you
yes, I'm motivated to vote.
10.
I'm motivated 10, and I'm getting people out to vote. I took people to the poll today.
Okay. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Am I who? Repeat that.
More than glad. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president.
I approve the way he's handling it because he's all about honesty and integrity.
Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50
okay.
means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may
yes.
use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel.
Yes.
If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
Yes.
Kamala Harris.
100. She is the best. She's about integrity and honesty. Next.
Tammy Baldwin.
Who?
Tammy Baldwin.
Oh, 100. She's the best. She tries her best to do what is right.
Okay. Project 2025.
Repeat that.
Project 2025.
Yes. 100.
Okay. The Republican Party.
Repeat that.
The Republican Party.
Republican who?
The Republican Party.
I don't understand that, so I'm saying 0, 1.
Donald Trump.
0, 1.
Okay, you need to select only one.
Okay, 1.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
Democracy who?
The Democratic Party.
I don't understand that. Explain that.
Okay, the Democratic Party.
Democracy what?
Party. Do you, I will spell it for you, okay?
No. I know you saying democracy, but in what context are you using that? Democracy is everyone has a choice. Is that the same thing that you're reading from? Or is it with bias loaded? Democracy is great. But now I'm trying to figure out what context are you using that in.
This is an organization, the Democratic Party.
What is the definition of that?
I'm sorry. I'm just reading you. The
oh, you don't. They don't. well, the society, we should be a democracy where people have choices to choose.
Okay, from 0 to 100.
Yeah, because we should have a choice. And they should give you definitions.
Towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100.
Okay, go to the next one.
Okay, but I still need to know.
Yes, it's democracy. Put down 100. Forget it. Just put down 100. Because I'm thinking democracy is people have choices and they can select.
Okay, just to make sure, I'm saying the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, in the future when they give you these surveys, have definitions of what you mean. I mean, if you're going to do it, you have to do it so people will understand it. So democracy means, to me, it means that people have choices.
Okay. So hearing this, the Democratic Party, on a scale from 0 to 100, what would be? Just to make sure.
100. Just give them 100.
Okay. Now, J.D. Vance.
100. No, no, J.D. Vance. J. Vance. No, no, give him a 1. He's a Republican, and he's the new guy.
Okay.
He's probably Joe high. Biden. Joe Biden. Oh, 100.
Okay.
Joe is a great...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Joe is resilient. He cares about the country. He wants it to be better. He wants leaders to be honest and integrity.
Okay. Now, let's move on to the next one. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
So it's undecided.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Of course, Harris. She's the one with integrity and honesty. Why do I want a crook up there?
Okay. And what do you need to hear? What do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Well, I've already did my research. And I want to know, now that I have did my research, I want to know about the border and how can we, the people are coming from the border by hundreds. And my concern is we need to build a structure where they can go rather than send them to one particular location and then overcrowd that location. We need to have houses in place. Because this is something Americans created years ago, that they would reach out and help the people. So we can't relive on that now. We have to, your promise, according to the Bible, should be your bond. And that's what America is doing. However, they need a different strategy. They need homes built. They need people taking intake as they come.
Okay.
And try to keep families together, not separate them like Trump was doing. And the parents can't find their kids. You don't need that. So, but anyway, that's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about our domestic violence. I'm concerned about that. That's too much violence in our society. We need to do something about that. And another thing I'm concerned about, they're driving too fast. I almost got hit today. If I had the news out of the way, I would have gotten hit. And then the insurance is already blown up. So we go higher, you know. So there's a lot of issues that we have. And then I'm concerned about leadership. I wrote a book. If you like to read, get my book, Effective Leadership by Dr. Pascal Tulliam. Amazon has it, but leadership is bad. It's poor.
Okay.
But anyway,
thank you.
So I used it just about, I'm sorry, I used it just about done.
Okay. Now, let's move on to the next one.
Now how many more we got here? How many more we got?
We are more than halfway through, okay?
Because I got to go in about 5 minutes now.
Okay.
You
got
to go quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Now, allow me to read. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights or voting rights and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with a second term. But we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power.
Exactly. 0.
Now, the next one. Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of regarding hard work so that working people can get ahead.
0.
Next one. Elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action law, which helped people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected the student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court in trying to roll back our rights.
0.
Next one. MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want this history, our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race. We must vote to achieve that.
0.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidate were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay, are you ready? Because I've got to go. Are you giving me a question?
Yes, Allow me to repeat it. Okay, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Okay. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement from a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 to 10. And allow me to read. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charge or even refuse to bring charge against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses. Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system.
10.
Okay.
Now, really, I gotta go now. How many more you got? Because I got really gotta go.
We are almost done.
Well, I'm sorry. I gotta go. That's why I was telling you I had 5 minutes. So you really shouldn't start this survey unless the person got 30 minutes to give you time. So I've gotta go. And
can I give you a call back in 30 minutes?
No, I won't be here. So, because I got to go to a meeting.
Okay.
I got to go to a Democratic meeting. So I'm sorry. That's why I did. Time is of essence for me. And you know, when you do this, I always ask the people if they got 4 to 5 minutes. And then you won't have to start and stop, because then that confuses your survey, doesn't it? So,
okay, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.